okay, here's a theory of mine. So, if 21 Savage is named 21 Savage, then what happened to the other 20 Savages? Think about that. Hey there! Welcome to episode 2 of the Hardcore X podcast. I am your host, as always, Hardcore X. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast if you like what you listen to. And feel free to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Hardcore X. So before I get to the first topic, well, first off, let me tell you what the topics are for today. The topics are loneliness, school, yeah, no school, damn, and relationship with family. Those are the topics. So I'll be back with first topic, which of course will be loneliness.
The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll give the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. Nah, I can't say I'll be alright without you. And I can't say that I haven't tried to, but all your stuff is gone. I erased all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair.
And we're back. So the first topic I want to talk about is loneliness. This can relate to a lot of things. This can relate to not only love, but friendships, family, and basically, like, your pets or something that you hold dear to. Like, loneliness can relate to a lot of things. So, let's say, for example, you and your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you two break up, and after a while, you start to feel that sense of loneliness, and you start to feel sad, and you feel helpless, and then you start to lose faith that you won't find anybody else, despite the fact that not being true. But, like, it's kind of what I said last episode, relating to depression. Like, just like how there are ways to cope with depression, there are ways to cope with loneliness, because loneliness can go towards to depression. So, for loneliness, you could not only just go outside and stuff, but you can, like, read a book, draw, you know, do whatever makes you happy. Like, just to quote Danny Cassell, who you can follow him at CoolManCoffeeDan on Instagram and subscribe to him on YouTube, but to quote one of his videos, "Don't succumb to someone else's idea of who you're supposed to be." Like, you shouldn't have to do that. And that's just my take on loneliness. So, I'll be back with the next topic, which relates to school, even though we have 2 weeks left of it. I'll be right back.
Rap attack catalyst, practical protagonist, the story never told. Slept on like mattresses, I sprung up from below. A paradox, unorthodox, I opened up Pandora box. I'm getting all hysterical, I bear it all like Goldilocks. My gold is not smelled, nah, meant to be heard. Told them I'm heaven sent, God said it confirmed. But I ain't got no halo, Beyonce a liar. If they say I gotta lay low, I'll sponsor the fire. I'm Plato with a plate full of rappers' desires. So I'll say flows by the trainload, these tracks gon' inspire. That's Mark. Spark in the dark, spit snarky remarks. Noah of all, embarked in an arc. While you park in a target, I'm docking a shark. Undocumented doctor in a dark paradox. This kind of evolution will leave Darwin in shock. I start a revolution like a star you can watch. I'm keeping up the rap till they produce a penny. Then I'll keep coming back, I'm like Goku and Kenny. Like Coke and Mentos, I'm bubbling already. I'm mumbling heavy bumblebees in a trap and you stung me already. Young, unsung hero, yeah, punk when I'm ready. Try to stay away from snakes, they among me already. That's Mark. The competition sedative, MS representative. Never repetitive, never repetitive. Always ironic, always iconic, always ionic. Charged up, no electronics. Bigger than y'all think, that plate was tectonic. Smartest idiot of all time. I'm oxymoronic. I'm an ox high on oxygen and oxytocin, with an Oxford dictionary and a magic potion. I'm poetry in motion. I sow the seed and so you'll see that poetry is growing. And so we see my soul proceeds, I gotta keep approaching. Ascension is the movement. Class in session, this a lesson for the students. A casual disaster, I established a panic. Had niggas freezing up like the mannequin challenge. That's Mark. That's Mark. That's Mark.
And I am back. That was Mark My Words, produced by Beard Skull, by Mark the Poet. You can follow him on SoundCloud, and feel free to follow him on Instagram at Mark the Poet. So, next topic I want to talk about is, of course, school. Now, I know you're probably wondering, Rex, why are you talking about school? We only have 2 weeks of school left. Yeah, I know that, but I just want to talk about school in general. Like, our school system, like, I'm not gonna say it's the best, but it's decent. Like, it's good and bad at the same time. Most people think, our school system is perfect, like, it's amazing. Other people think that it's hot trash, garbage, shit. But for me personally, it's kind of a neutral situation relating to the school system. Because, you know, the school system, they try to have the best possible experience for, our schools. You know, the schools that we go to, Monday through Friday. And coming off the topic of school system, I want to just go into the school itself, like how school is. Like, school for me, like, I'm recently going to be, leaving middle school. Once August comes around, because August, I'll start my freshman year of high school, and I am well aware that high school is not going to be an easy path. For it mostly that the freshmen get picked on the most, which I do believe is true. So, that's in August. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about in May. So, basically in my school, first topic I want to talk about is lunch. Lunch, the only good part about lunch is that there's some good-ass pizza, and then you can just buy snacks and drinks. Like, that's it. Like, the other meals that they have, like the vegetables, they serve, like, vegetables in cups at my school. Like, I look at the broccoli. Just a small fun fact, I actually love broccoli along with radish and cauliflower and stuff like that. I look at the broccoli, and I see that the top of it is kind of brown, and I'm just like, what the hell is it? This shit's not even fresh. What the hell? Yet I still eat it. I still eat it knowing it's kind of brown on top. It's like, if I get sick from eating this goddamn broccoli, I'm not going to sue the school because I don't want to make a big deal out of some goddamn broccoli. But still, I believe school lunches should be fresher. It's kind of like what Michelle Obama tried to do when she was in office as the first lady, with, of course, her husband, the former president, Barack Obama. She tried to go for making sure that school systems provided their students with fresh lunch. It's probably false what I'm saying, but it happened quite a while ago, so I might not remember it the best, but that's just, well, there's one more thing I want to talk about at school, and that is substitutes, like substitute teachers. My social studies teacher, who was also my homeroom teacher, like, so he came back, like, he had to go to a school event, and he knew about, like, what a certain sub did, and, like, he wasn't mad. He wasn't even disappointed. Like, he was just like, I just think we need better qualified subs. Anyway, like I said, those are just my, personal thoughts on school and the school system, stuff like that. I will be back with the final topic, which of course will be, relationships with family relationships, stuff like that. So I will be back when... But until then, enjoy some music.
Cotton candy skies, why can't you be mine? Always on my mind, I'm running out of time. Skies aren't always blue when I think of you. Trying to make it through, I got you like the flu. With my ostrich. chance. Wish I had a chance. Life's just not too fair. I'm stuck in this chair. You're like the man I'm chasing after you. Are you just a face? I pray it's not this way. Cotton candy skies, why can't you be mine? Always on my mind, I'm running out of time. Skies don't always blue when I think of you. Trying to make it through, I got you like the flu.
And I am back. That was Cotton Candy Skies, produced by T-Han, by SD. You can follow her on SoundCloud, Twitter, Tumblr, subscribe to her on YouTube, and you can also follow her on Twitter. But now, here we are at the final topic, that is relationships with family, family relationships. Your relationship with your family, it could go one or two ways. It could go perfectly swell, or it could go downhill and straight down into a ditch where it gets set on fire with a shit ton of gasoline, set ablaze, and then you pour acid on it. That was a bit overboard, I know. But family relationships could go that type of way. And, like, here's the thing. If you're in a bad, like, family relationship, and you feel like it's going to be bad forever, here's the thing. It's not. It's never going to be bad forever. Unless really, 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 really tragic things happen in your family all the time, it's not going to happen, like, all of the time. It's not going to be like that every day. Unless you live in a really bad household. But, but to make a good family relationship, well, to make a family relationship better, you just have to, first off, better yourself as a person. Like, if you think that you're the cause of why your relationship or family is not the way you want it to, like, most of the time, it's not even your fault, but in reality, if it is, then yeah, you should try to change your attitude, your personality, like, just a bit. And now we go over to the other side, like a good family relationship. If you're in a good family relationship, that's amazing. Good for you. However, if you're in a good family relationship that is struggling and has a bit of struggle in it, that can be fixed. Like, a rough spot in a family relationship it can be fixed. There's never going to be a time that it can't not be fixed. Like, to add something a bit personal of mine, something happened in my family, involved two of my cousins who are near my age, not near my age, who are a bit older than me. But, it involved one of them, which was a female. Stuff happened. My uncle got in jail. Restraining orders were placed. It was just crazy. It was just a crazy thing to happen. And then eventually my uncle was released from jail. And, of course, I was happy about that. And, yeah. It was so tragic that I'm not even allowed to see those two specific cousins anymore. Not even their older brother. I'm not even allowed to see him anymore. Like my mom, she gave me specific orders not to be around them anymore. Despite the fact that we go to the same church, but we go in an earlier service than them, so it's not really a problem, but that's just something personal of mine. Like, it has been fixed, like, we don't talk about it and stuff. Like, there are problems in our family, but with time, they will be fixed. Like, they're not gonna stay that way forever. So, that's just my take on family relationships, relationships with family, how you can fix it. I'll be back with the send-off. And that was Be There by Olivia Hurt featuring Sensei I. Feel free to follow her on SoundCloud, Instagram, Bandcamp, and subscribe to her on YouTube. But that is it for me. I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of the Hardcore X podcast. If you did, feel free to subscribe to the podcast for more future content on this channel, and hope you had a very good and very blessed Mother's Day. I know I did. I had such a fun time with my family. We went to a very, very nice restaurant. I actually posted some pictures and videos from there on my Instagram at HardcoreX. So that's it for me, guys. I've been Hardcore Rex, and I will see you guys next time. Before I go, I just want to play one more song from Mark the Poets. This is called Sun Don't Shine. It's actually one of my favorites, so hope you enjoy it too. And like I said, I'm Hardcore X, and I will see you guys next time.
Going through this scotch tape and a glue stick for my heartbreak, therapeutic music, the acoustics help, but my heart feels like a Rubik's, and my vision distorted with a bluish hue. I can barely see over the water you brought up. How you gonna act like you been understanding when all that you're doing is trying to get over me? They say I'm dopamine, doper than dopamine. How you gonna act like you been understanding when all that you're doing is trying to get over me? They say I'm dopamine, doper than dopamine. I got no hope, it's for me and my poetry. I've come to learn being fake is the usual. Don't disrespect me and cry at my funeral often. Authenticity is lost in y'all activity. I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. The sun don't shine like it used to do. I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. The sun don't shine like it used to do. Now my song sung better when it's 5 a.m. Like I'm 6 feet deep, I be lying horizontal. Little bit of drink, I'm finding solace in a bottle. Also when I wake up, married to the moon now. This music got me through June. Cartoons on my laptop screen. Lonely loony, play my tunes. Wait, I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. I'm still abusing you. The sun don't shine like it used to.